Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Well, here we are, moving right along in the new year already. Maybe some of us wondering how our investments will perform after a disappointing 2018. Our next guest says that although there will continue to be plenty of uncertainty, he is full of hope. Doug English is one of our resident market prognosticators. He's also a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors in Charleston, South Carolina. Doug, welcome back. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Mike. Happy New Year to you.
So we are just moving right along already. January 15th, your clients feeling good about the new year?
I would say our clients are feeling worried about the new year, given how the 2018 ended up. But we do think 2019 looks better. Now, a big part of that, of course, is because the close of 2018 was so very bad, right? You know, on Christmas Eve, you're right at the edge of a bear market with the S&P down about 20% September high. That was the worst Christmas Eve stock market performance ever, and about the worst December ever. Now, that's pretty bad. In addition, all major equity indexes were negative for the year. I mean, investors are worried like they haven't been in several years. The question is, what should you do about it?
Okay, so that's why we have you on the phone. What should we do
about
it?
I thought you were going
to tell us. Yeah.
Well, I've told your listeners for years now, it's important to try and identify if you're entering a recessionary environment. Because when you invest in stocks outside of a recession, you've got about an 80% chance of making money in a one-year period. When you're inside a recession, your chances are 50-50, and the losses that you can experience are historically much larger in a recessionary environment. We don't think we are going to have a recession in 2019. I'll tell you why in a second, but the important thing is non-recessionary bear markets tend to recover quickly. The last four bear markets that didn't include a recession, the S&P took an average of 11 months to recover to its prior peak. In the last two bear markets without a recession, S&P took 3 months in 98 and 5 months in 2011. Now, the lesson to your listeners is, although this volatility may continue for a bit, the bounce back when it comes may be fast, and you need to be positioned for the rally. Signs point to this market going up because corporate profits are continuing to grow. Now, I know it's slower than it was in the past, but they're still growing. Mike, this is the really important part. The U.S. economy has never experienced a recession while earnings were growing because corporate profits typically lead to growth in business investment and productivity and employment and consumption. And we think you're going to see a 6-7% increase in the S&P 500 earnings. And with that, a similar high single-digit increase in the equity markets for 2019. Now, the message for your listeners is to talk to your financial advisor, look at the context of your financial plan, and in that context, stay invested.
So you think that 2018 was just some profit-taking then, basically? We're not looking at any serious economic disturbances ahead?
I would say that we are looking at a slowdown in earnings growth. You know, with the earnings growth for the S&P was something like 20% in the prior year. So now we're talking 6-7% increase in earnings growth. That's a slowdown in growth, but it's still growth.
Now, what about the other part of our portfolio not in the stock market? The bond investments. Interest rates, of course, continue to inch higher, which is not good for bonds.
Yeah, Mike, we think investors might want to substantially rethink their bond positions and look to capture some sure things that we haven't seen in years. Bond returns were again about zero last year for the bond index, and we're expecting similar for 2019. With the increase in interest rates, we have positioned our clients to take advantage of locking in cash returns of 2.5-2.75% for one-year maturities on CDs and U.S. government treasuries. Because by doing that, A, you guarantee a return, and perhaps investors getting very conservative with their bond holdings will allow them to stay in this equity market and potentially benefit if this modest rally we are forecasting comes to pass.
Well, Doug, as always, thank you so much for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
Doug English is a certified financial planner with ACT Advisors in Charleston, South Carolina. Remember, you can hear this show again at our webpage, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.